Thank you, David, and welcome to everybody to the first Shelter Forum ever held. This is a major milestone, I believe, in terms of raising the profile of shelter. I was in the development sphere overseas here in Australia. Before I say any more, I'd like to acknowledge and pay respect to the traditional owners of the land on which we meet, the Gadigal people of the Eora Nation. It's a great turnout today. Thank you all for coming on such quite a brittle day, although there are people who have come down from Canberra where I think it's probably a little bit chillier. We have a range of people here today, students, consultants, academics, government, AusAid people and so forth, private practice and not-for-profits. I'd like to particularly welcome our keynote speaker, Graham Saunders. Welcome, Graham. I'm very, very interested to hear what Graham's going to say. Graham is the head of shelter and settlements at the International Federation of Red Cross and Red Crescent Societies. Welcome. I'm really looking forward to what you've got to tell us. Also welcome to Tessa Kelly, coordinator for Asia Pacific Disaster Law Program at the IFRC, and all of our other speakers, including Ifti Ahmed, Brett Moore, Kirsten MacDonald, Rod Johnson, Esther Charles Willis. So thank you very much for giving up your time to come and talk to us today at this inaugural Shelter Forum. Most of us here today, in fact probably all of us, are here because we understand and recognise the importance of shelter in the development world. I'm actually new to the development world. I've only been in this position for the last 6 months or so. As an outsider, although I've done many global village trips for Habitat in the past and been overseas quite frequently, was quite surprised that at the low level of awareness, not awareness perhaps, but of profile of shelter in the development sector. It quite surprised me. I was thinking, of course, and of course my only contact, I guess, had been through Habitat, which works with, as we know, local communities and local families to build shelter, that, to me, shelter was always one of the basic human rights, just like food, security and shelter. Those are basic human rights. So I was quite surprised that the profile of shelter was not as high as it perhaps should be within the development world. Part of my background has been that I have worked quite extensively in remote areas in Australia, with Aboriginal communities on the Pilbara and around the AP lands. And I know that lack of shelter, lack of sanitation, lack of hygiene leads to incredible health problems in those communities. And I think perhaps what we need to do is link shelter and water and sanitation and hygiene services with health perhaps much more closely so that we can actually see the outcomes of making changes in those areas. I know that the rates of disease and particularly in maternal and child health in Aboriginal communities in remote areas of Australia is appalling. For many, many reasons, I know, but certainly lack of adequate shelter is way up there amongst them. So it seems to me really important that we make sure that we raise the profile of shelter within the development sector, and that's pretty much what we're here to do today. So I congratulate the Shelter Reference Group on that, and I congratulate them on organising today. As we also know, there are a number of other factors which are increasing the importance of shelter type of activities. In the last 40 years, the incidence of natural disasters, droughts, tsunamis, hurricanes, typhoons and floods reported annually across the world has risen from 78 in 1970 to 348 in 2004. And I guess that would pretty much reflect our own feelings, if you like, in relation to our own knowledge, in relation to the increasing of natural disasters on a global scale. At the same time, a projected rise in sea level is between 18 and 59 centimetres by the end of the century. And that will increasingly impact urban-based populations located on coastlines. Coupled with increased incidence and severity of natural disasters globally, cities will feel the effects of climate change through increasing frequency of heat waves, air pollution, severe storms and infectious diseases, and that's according to the World Health Organization. And we know that even at this point in time, over 50% of the human population is now living in urban areas. And we know that in developing countries, of course, there is a huge population shift from the rural areas into the urban areas. And in the main, that's not being prepared for. In the main, there are inadequate shelter for people who are coming in from the rural areas and settling in the cities. Currently, 33% of the urban population in developing countries live in slums. And all of us have been to those slum areas know that that's a real illustration of how we're not globally providing proper shelter for people. In the coming 30 years, the vast majority of urban population growth will occur in cities in developing countries, and by 2020 it's expected that the percentage of urban residents living in developing countries will rise to 80%. So 80% of those living in developing countries will live in urban areas, many in conditions which are quite frankly appalling. So the Shelter Reference Group, comprised of a range of NGOs and academic and technical advisors, was created in 2011 by a range of entities who recognise the need and aim to improve practice, share learnings and proactively collaborate. Today you'll be part of one of the first outputs of the Shelter Reference Group, and as I said, I think that's a historic moment. I'd like to just for a moment thank my own staff who have been who have organised today, if you like, and done all the background work for today with members of the Shelter Reference Group, and particularly I'd like to acknowledge James Shell, who has taken very much of a leadership role in relation to the creation and ongoing support of the Shelter Reference Group. So thank you, James, and thank you to my staff, and I hope you all have a very enjoyable and informative day. Welcome. Thank you.